Beautiful. So today we have another episode of the Becoming Cosmic You podcast, and today we have Dominique with us. So, Dominique, if you want to explain who you are and what you do.
Yes, for sure. My name is Dominique, like you just said, and I am a soul map guide. So basically, what I do is I take the energy, bring it into your body, and then I identify the gifts, and then I help you bring those gifts forward into the 3D. So I basically translate what the ether and your soul want you to know, and I help you bring those forth here so that you can have a successful life or a successful business, whatever it is that you're wanting.
I love that. And when did you get started with this? Like, when did you realize that you could do this?
Oh my God. So I started doing business with an energy component to it in my 20s, so about 30 years. I'm not hiding my age now. But of course, at 30 years ago, I wasn't that straightforward, right? I wasn't telling people, look, I'm going to come into your store and I'm going to look at how the energy's flowing and we're going to fix some things to make sure that people come in energetically into your store. At the beginning, I actually studied business. I studied business strategy, and I would take the traditional way of doing business and I would mix it with what I didn't really understand what it was, but I knew it was messages that was coming. It was something that in my core I knew. And then I would, with the owners of the place, I did it in bars and restaurants and boutiques and even like bike shops that were outside. You know, people would say, well, like no one comes. I'm in the perfect place. And it's all about energy. So as the years went, I started using the real words, right? Using the energy, in the words. So go in the hotels and tell people how to speak or how to just change a color because the color was repelling instead of attracting.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it, how like the whole energy piece has evolved over several years, because you're right, I think people just take it now as if it's like a normal part of everyday world. But a while ago, people were just not that in tune with it. People were talking about meditation, but not talking about energy clearing and things that actually do help you, rather than
Yeah.
teaching people
But
off.
we all do it, right? I mean, it's not we've always done it. We just didn't put the real word to the real thing.
Yeah, exactly. So what kind of messages at the moment come in through you from the collective? Are you receiving any particular downloads?
At the moment, I'm not like So I don't, I'm a constant channeler, so I'm constantly channeling and I know when the messages are filtered or when they're not, because I can feel either my head is engaged or not. And at the moment that it's I don't know if it's a collective. I don't know. It's a it there's different energies that I receive messages from. One of them I attribute it to dragon because I feel it's very, very strong. So I mean, I think it's dragon energy. I've seen dragons, so I believe it's dragon energy. But then there's others that are very soft. And I think those are individual guides. So, like, I'm talking with you today, and if I was to receive a message, it would probably be your guide or someone in your collective that needs to hear something. But they don't come as my voice doesn't change, or you know, it's just when I speak, sometimes the things that I say don't come from me.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Definitely, I understand telling. It's such a fascinating subject, and I think more people need to realize that they are just naturally channeling. I think a lot of people out there are kind of given the wrong information about channeling, that it's something that you need to really tap into. I think a lot of people are just naturally doing it anyway. So what are your kind of tips really around kind of making sure that you're tapping into the right kind of messages?
So I were energy is always there, right? Everything is energy. So when you're channeling, like you said, everybody can channel. If you notice, I'm like always kind of like looking up, and if you look at people on videos, there's a lot of people that do that. They're speaking and they're looking somewhere else. They don't notice they're doing that. It's just their subconscious. They're looking at where the channel is coming, like a mother when all their kids are quiet. They're not telling her mom, come and see what's going on. She's receiving a message. It's a subtle message. She's not thinking. It's coming in her. It's an inner knowing. So when you're in business, it's the same thing. Or when you're walking in a city and something is calling you, there's not like someone with a cane that's like grabbing you, right? It's an inner knowing. So the messages, the channeling, especially the constant channels, it's an inner knowing. You have no idea where it came from, but you know it came. And that's a channel. So that's somebody, an entity, a being somewhere, if you want to be separated from the messages that told you this is where you have to be, right? So to know that it's not maybe from a great source, it's not going to feel, you're not going to feel at ease with it. When I lead a collective of soul-led business owners, and when I receive messages and I'm not at ease, I have to rethink the message. I'm not going to say it, because if I have to rethink, then it doesn't come from my core. I don't know where it comes from. I'm not going to say it. If I say a message, it's or if you're like, let's say you are thinking of something, and then you see a beautiful red flower flying in the air. That's a yes, right? If you think of something, any question, and then something crashes on the floor, it's a no. The messages come in so many different forms. It doesn't have to be a voice. But if the message that came feels unease, it feels hard, it's not the right place. It's probably also a no.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, our human bodies are really quite complex as well, and our brains will create scenarios for us that don't feel good or feel good just to keep us in the same space, you know. So you
Oh my God, yeah.
have to be mindful of that as well, because the brain just wants to keep us alive, right? So it will feed us any old information just to keep everything the same. I see that a lot
Yeah.
in my work. So people will go, "Oh no, that message isn't for me." I'm like, no, it really is. Really is. It just you're just observing a fear response from your body. So you need to sit with that and decide for yourself whether you go forward or not. The other thing my team are just telling to me at the moment is that there really is no right or wrong way. If we could just accept that everything is for us, even the lessons, even the stuff where it feels really fucking shitty, and we're like, ow, that stung. If we can just accept that all that stuff is for our growth and for our good, then really it doesn't matter either way, right?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, everything, if you believe in energy, everything is energy, and energy is never stagnant. It's always moving. It's always in a constant movement, whether it's going up or going down, going left or going right, it just always is. So instead of taking full part of it, if you just observe it and you feel it in your core, instead of trying to filter it through your head, you're gonna know. And I mean, when you are one with it all, you're one with it all from all spectrum. I don't say things are good or bad. Things are just what they are. And sometimes I need an expansion. And when I need to expand, well, things come up.
Yeah.
Everything has to crash before it goes back up.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel that too. I feel like the whole collective over the last I want to say 3 weeks in human terms, but obviously time isn't a thing anyway, but we've really been like forced through this eye of the needle for transformation. And I think everybody's been feeling it. I've been feeling it on a lot of levels as well. And really being squeezed into, is this really what you want? Is this really what you desire? Is this really what you need? And really asking us to make decisions. ask questions and really make changes, because I think as humans, we really just get comfortable with being in the same space.
And the universe wants us to grow. The universe wants us to be good. The universe wants us to expand and, be the best version of ourselves. No one is holding us back. We as human hold us back a lot.
Oh yeah. I always say to my clients, if they ask me who's responsible or what's responsible for their blockages, I'll just say you. Go look in the mirror. You'll
Yeah, for sure.
I
For
think
sure.
in your my team want me to ask a question, but I can't remember what you called it. So you've got your soul map, and you do some work around the blueprint as well. So do you want to speak to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I use different modalities. When I do the soul map, basically a lot come up, right? So I get light language symbols, I get colors, I get sacred geometry. Sometimes I'll see an animal. Sometimes I hear voices, and then I make a drawing, which is the blueprint. So in the blueprint, it's your blueprint. Then I will also back it up with human design and with the gene keys. And we come up with, it looks like a book, but it's the blueprint of what can your business look like here in the 3D, right? And then every single gift or every single message gets translated. So that's the channel. It gets translated for you for this dimension, because even if you want to work in the 6D right now, that's not where you are. We are in the 3D. So that's the first thing to accept and acknowledge. And we don't have to limit ourselves. We're still our human body in the 3D having this human experience, but we have access to everything. So the blueprint will give you all that you have access to. And then it's your choice and your decision to bring it forth. So when people get their blueprint done or their soul map, they get all that information. And then I also give them 3 months in the soul-led collective, soulpreneur collective, if they decide that they want to bring this forward in the 3D and they can design their business. It's more like a soul business, because it's not you that says, well, today I'm going to become a baker. Most of the time, the things that come up, you don't know you have those gifts, or you're aware of them, you don't know how to use them. And the blueprint is going to tell you how to use them.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Because I think there are a lot of people in 3D who are just a bit stuck and confused. I think we're seeing a lot within our world of like women in the corporate world, which is what I did. For over 10 years, I was a tax advisor. And I can't imagine going back to that world now. It'd be absolutely crazy. But I've seen a lot of women waking up and asking themselves, like, what is it that I want to do? And I think
Yeah, I was actually yesterday wondering why we ask ourselves those questions so late in the life. And I think that the new generations are asking those questions a lot earlier than we did.
Well, I remember at school, like going back to when I was told like what jobs I could have, you really ever only told you could be an accountant or you could work in an office. Like, I didn't know that you could be an artist, for example. I didn't know that you could only be in a cook or a baker or make beautiful cakes, or just follow anything you want. Whereas, my children are 6 and 8, and I will never put like limitations on what they can do. I'll just go, yeah, do it, Whereas we just didn't have that. I remember middle school. We had like one computer for the whole of the year. We just didn't have access to infinite. Well, we probably did, but I think the kind of general collective wasn't open enough to access infinite information at that time. Or if you did, because I remember so many times being able to connect with other beings or other dimensions and travel, astral travel. But I would never have told anyone because they would have thought I was crazy, right? Whereas now it's just kind of normal to Oh yeah, I traveled in my dream space to another realm, and me and my children have conversations about that, like as if it's totally normal. We go like on fairy hunts, you know. We talk about dreams. We talk about how to protect ourselves, how to cleanse our energy. And I've been doing that since they were 2 years old. Like I didn't have any of that. I was just told to be quiet, shut up, and do as you're told, or you'd be smacked in some way, or grounded, or you know, I think children are being brought up in a completely different world. And I see it as magical, even though, you know, a lot of people out there think that the 3D world is an awful place to be, but actually I disagree on the whole.
I guess it's how you see it, right? Whatever you think is going to be right. The universe loves to prove you right.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. I mean, we are just the creator in having a human experience, right? So whenever anything goes right, wrong, indifferent, whatever label you want to put on it, like you created it. Like take
Exactly.
responsibility. Take responsibility, own it, enjoy it, or change. We had a car accident a couple of days ago, and I collided with an uninsured driver, and I was actually
Oh.
really thankful. I mean, my children in the car, we were pretty much standstill, so it wasn't a big impact for us. And I was so grateful that my team put me in that position, because they told me to go. They told me to get in the car at that moment. They told me to move the car. They told me to pull out. They told me every single signal and sign I'd received was for me to be in there. And the reason why was to take that guy off the road, you know. And I think sometimes our missions and our paths are not what we think they are. They're not to necessarily create a business and earn money. They are to be present, to experience, to assist, to serve, to remove sometimes.
Yeah, and I have a lot of people that ask that, like when they come to me, they're like, I want to know what my purpose is. Well, your purpose is to be. That's it. There's no complication. There's no nothing else. It's just to be whatever being means, and it's being in the whole of who you are, not just in one part. And when you are in the whole of who you are, you will channel easily and you will be able to receive those messages, get your own team. You know, like when we started this before we were on, when you said Bernadette, I'm like, well, maybe that's a new guide, you know, and I'm sure that today I'm gonna receive new kinds of messages from this being.
Yeah, exactly. So when you talk about your beings and your team, do you see them as almost separate entities or beings to yourself, or do you see them as an extension of you? Like, what's your perception on who they are or what they are?
I feel like the dragon energy is separated from me. It is not me, but I think that everything else is, I think everything is an extension of who we are, but at the same time, they are not me because a lot of the things, they're not like my human me, right? But when we are accessing all the higher levels of consciousness, we are one with it all. There's no separation, right? So they kind of become you, like your team. If you're able to hear them as clearly as you're able to hear them, then they are an extension of you. When the guide or someone says, well, talk to my higher self, well, I don't know who I'm talking to. You know, if the message feels that it should be said, then it's obviously for you. Where does it come from? I don't know. I believe in oneness. I believe we're all attached in some way. Everybody, everything, because everything is energy.
Yeah, I agree. I'm the same as you. I feel like because I'm a limitless being, and I don't very often relate to being human. Okay, so if someone says I'm human, I'm like, no fucking way, I'm human. I'm an alien. I'm in this body. And I see it as we're so limitless in our capacity that all of these aspects that I communicate with, fairies, dragons, They're just different aspects of myself, sitting on different dimensions and different realms. But yeah, I still refer to them as cosmic HQ because I love the fact of like having a little cosmic team sat somewhere. You know, in my mind, I've got them all sat in like a little place where they're all like, you know, leading me and guiding me. But really and truly, I feel like this process is about coming back to yourself and learning how to trust and listen to your own self. And I still hear voices, I still get visions, I still feel stuff. I'm very much guided, but I feel like it's me guiding me just in different forms.
I think maybe sometimes it's also for the human to understand better what's going on. Because they've taught us, society taught us that we need to understand what is going on. Like when I take people to their sacred heart space, I count to 10. I say, let's go to the lounge. The lounge is like on the 10th dimension. But we're not going anywhere. We're staying here. I'm counting to 10 to help the human understand that we're elevating. But we're still here, right? So I think it's more the concept of the human needs to understand that there's a message that coming from somewhere. I do feel that the message from the dragons or from that like more the energy is very, very strong. So I call it the dragons. Are they really dragons? I don't know. But they show up as dragons, you know, but they're still because I love dragons. Maybe if I loved lions, they would look like lions.
Yeah, exactly. Bernadette is actually an aspect of you who's a dragon handler, so that's why we identified with her. My team just told me a moment ago, so
Maybe. Yeah, I will find out today and I'm gonna send you a message and let you know.
yeah, definitely. You've definitely got a red dragon anyway. I can see that around you quite clearly. And when I was looking at you a minute ago, you had this massive ball of like blue energy around your head, which usually signifies your cosmic connections and usually Arcturian or something quite cosmic, you know, in a really high dimension. Because when I talk about dimensions, I see dimensions as infinite. I know there's a lot of human literature that goes around, you know, 1 to 13, and then they have all these different feelings between, whereas actually we're infinite. So I've never got to a number of dimensions where when I'm reading for someone, it stops. I'm like, no, we could go above that, you know, but it's funny how humans always need a limit, an ending. And I'm like, no, there's no ending. Doesn't end. It's a
Yeah,
circle.
I like to play on the Orion belt a lot because there's just so many different particles of it and you can just jump from one place to another and feel like it's never ending.
That sounds fun. So, well, how can people find you, Dominique? Or what does looking with you, working with you look like at the moment?
Yeah, so you can find me on my website. It's intentioninflow.com. And right now, I have a lot of space in the collective for the blueprint. I don't have a lot of space because I've taken a lot of people in the past 3 months, but there's going to be more spaces opening in May and June. But at the moment, we can all come together in the collective and work on those beautiful light businesses to come and rise the frequency of the earth together.
That's beautiful because the more people that step up to do this work, the easier it's going to be, right? I feel like there's a lot of. Do we talk about that team? Yeah, okay. It's quite relevant right now. So the team are like, yeah, if I can't talk about it, okay. I don't very often like talking about goes on, not in the light, if you know what I mean, because I've never like given my energy to it. I'm very, very aware that it's there, but I don't talk about it so much. But I feel like we're seeing this a lot in the 3D world. Like there's some really big names that have been uncovered, you know, like P. Diddy, the injustice that Justin Bieber went through. It doesn't even matter if you believe in these stories or not, just the fact that people are being unmasked to show you what's going on really in 3D. And I find that there are two kinds of people, the people that will be sucked into that and feed that energy, or the people that will ever elevate, thank you, team, above that energy, because they'll realize that they need to do their work even more so now, because the light always wins, right? Love and light will always win. And it's always been that way, even though we're kind of brainwashed to think on 3D that something else, something dark, is gonna take over the world and destroy it, but it can never happen. It's not possible.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. The light always win, and it is a collective, it's a collective job to higher the frequency of the earth. You know, the saying, it takes a village for everything. If you are by yourself sitting at your table, there's so much you can do. When you unite with other light workers or other light beings, you're just gonna just go so much higher.
Yeah, I agree. Totally agree. And I think the other thing is recognizing that now is the time. Like,
Yes,
if you are
no
getting
more
that
hiding.
call, you need to start following it. And I think people are get scared about going into the unknown, but you know, it's part of the process. It's like driving along at night with your headlights on. You know, you only have to see a little bit in front of you. I mean, I hate driving in the dark, so I hate when they give me that example. I'm like, that makes no sense. I don't like driving in the dark, but you get my drift. You know, it's like you're never going to see the full picture. You've only ever got to take the next step. And the next step right now, if you're feeling the pull, is to follow it.
Yes, for sure. And also, it's not really an unknown, right? It's just remembering what you already know. We already know it all. We just somehow decided that we were not worthy of knowing it all and owning it all, but everybody is. So it's just remembering. And when your body starts remembering, things start unfolding. And the beauty happens right there, because magic is in the awareness.
Yeah, and then the embodiment comes, and then once you've done that bit, it is. I always say, really, it doesn't matter what happens in your 3D, because when you trust yourself and you've embodied that level of trust in yourself, and you have patience, obviously that's something else that you have to work through, right? Is
Yeah.
that anything can happen to you in 3D, and you can trust that you will be 100% fine, whatever happens. And I feel like a lot of people are still building in the 3D, wanting everything to be glorious and beautiful and divine. And yes, you can have that, but what if you just decided that everything was divine, regardless?
Exactly. Everything is divine in divine timing, and there is no time.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen when it's gonna happen, you know, and if you try to push it and control it, it's gonna take more time. There's kind of I don't know if you know about unschooling kids, that like my kids don't go to school. They're self-led. So they're and when you start doing this kind of schooling, if you have been to school, you need to de-school yourself. It's the same process. If you want to be the whole of you you are, you need to de-school what society's told you that you need to be. There is no need for Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, if that's not your calling. If that's your calling, then let it be, you know? The purpose is being. It's as easy as that.
Yeah, exactly. I say that all the time. It gets to be effortless. You know, don't get me wrong, I've learned some really horrible stingy lessons along the way, but that was only because of the feeling and the judgment I put around it of what it meant about me personally. As soon as you let that go, everything seems easy and effortless.
Yeah, and also when you are who you are, without judging it, without wanting to control it, the people that come around you are also the same as you, and you start understanding so much more when you're around a collective that actually is in the same space. And then everything starts rising. Does it mean it's going to always be comfortable? Probably not. Does it mean that the expansion is going to be easy? Probably not. But it gets better every time.
Yeah, because you have more tools, don't you? And you have more guidance, and you have more patience as well. Like patience for me, our patience and trust, my team want me to say talk about. So they were two areas where I really had to knuckle down, you know, and there's still things that I'm still learning, especially when you have children, because they are able to push all kinds of buttons that you never even knew existed.
Oh my God, yes.
And so, you know, I always say my children have been my biggest teachers. I've had, you know, a few coaches and energy healers in the past, but now I'm 100% self-led. I lead myself, I heal myself, but my children teach me the most about everything, about life, about love, about gratitude, because most of the time that they are grateful, but they want more. That teaches me a lot. They'll teach me about patience because, oh my goodness, they gave me a child who really wants everything to be just the way it is for her, you know, and that teaches me the most amount of patience. And it's just incredible being led by these little humans that already know everything. They know it all.
Yeah, it's beautiful to see them before society starts interacting, right? Just the way they are, what they say, what they're doing, it's yeah, it is fascinating.
So what have you found in your children about unschooling? Because obviously the traditional route is that we send our children to school, don't we? And we get someone else to teach them. But what have been like the benefits that you've seen about putting your children through that?
I've never understood why someone has to tell you what you should learn and how and when. Someone when a person is ready to learn something, it's going to learn it, whether you want it or not, right? But if we teach them that they're not supposed to be learning, or it's too early for them to learn, or it's going to be hard, or they're going to have to struggle through it to learn it, then that's what it's going to be. And I did not want my kids to learn how to tame their spark. When I was young, I was told to remain quiet. I used to serve at church, and I would see gold, and I just thought it was amazing. Like, I'd see the gold light go from one person to another and kind of like feel their body, and I would see their auras. And I told the priest, and they took me to a psychiatrist.
Wow.
And I never wanted my kids to have to go through that. So at one point, I put them in school because I had to work. And I saw that spark leave. I'm like, oh no, I'm not doing that. I'm finding my own jobs forever and ever and ever. And I'm gonna find ways so that they don't have to go through that. And if they don't know how to read at 10, they don't know how to read at 10. They'll know at 15. If they don't know their times tables, but they can go in the New York metro and find their way because they just know, that's what they know. Like, why? I remember once, I'm from Quebec, and I went into the front of a school board to explain that my kids were homeschooled. Unschooling was not legal. And they said, well, what do you do? I said, well, we travel. And they're like, okay. And then what do you do? I go, well, so last year we went to Romania because my kids wanted to understand how the political systems work. And Romania is interesting because it went through two, so the transition. And then other time we went to the United States, and we learn about slavery. They're like, well, your kids are too young to know about this. I'm like, okay. They basically told me that I was not right to raise my kids because I was teaching them things that they were too young to learn. So it's like if I was to tell you that if you're telling someone that they are a star seed, well, you're doing them a disservice because they're not ready for this. It's not, I'm going to use the word logic, but it's not logic for me. Everybody should know energy. Everybody should know their human design. Everybody should understand how to interact and embody their own energy so that they can be the whole of who they are in this earth. There's no time, there's no space, it just is.
And the thing is, if they're asking the questions, then you'll be doing them a disservice if you say no, right?
Exactly. And if you have, it's not everybody that has the capacity to be a nomad and to just be traveling. It is not an easy life, you know, but you can do it in different ways. And I'm not saying school is bad at all. And school has evolved a lot. I've seen a lot of teachers that are a lot more open to creativity in different ways. You know, nothing is bad. It's just for us, it wasn't the right decision.
I love that. Wow. I love that you're just being so free flow. That's just amazing. And they will benefit as well. I think we're seeing a lot in the collective anyway. There's so many pillars that are breaking down around wealth, around work, around love, relationships, like social media. Everything's just crumbling. And I love that. I love the crumble. People get worried in the crumbling bit, but I'm like, no, this is good. It
But
has.
yeah, it has to, right? So that everything can go back up.
Yeah, definitely. It's good. Cool. So where's the best place for people to find you, Dominique, if they want to find out more about what you do?
So intention and flow. I'm on Instagram, I'm on social media, but the website is the best way, intentioninflow.com. And then if you want to talk to me, there's the email right there and all the services that we have.
Okay, beautiful. Are there any other messages that you want to share with everybody before we wrap it up?
Yeah, the message that I like to share with people, I don't know if it's me, but it's always the same one that comes, is that spirituality is not stressful. If you're not where you want to be or where you think you should be, this is not spirituality. This is societal norms. Just sit with your being, sit with yourself, and just let it be. Everything is going to come. There is no stress to have. There is no place you need to be. It's just being within yourself in this world.
Oh, I love that. So beautiful. So I'm going to thank our readers and our listeners, and then we'll have a chat for 5 minutes if you're free.
Of course.
Beautiful. Wow, I'm just going to
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you for being with us. We really appreciate you sharing your messages and your energy today.
Thank you.